Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte de fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our English podcast, where I try to help you with your understanding of English grammar, using sentences and other phrases, and hopefully this will help you in your conversational English. So, the sentence that I have today is again a little bit political, very current, and an article that I picked up recently. So, first reading. A team of French police, dubbed cyber gendarmes, has destroyed a virus that infected more than 850,000 computers worldwide, authorities say. So this is an example of reported speech. Okay, so let me give you the reading again. A team of French police, dubbed cyber gendarmes, has destroyed a virus that infected more than 850,000 computers worldwide, authorities say. Okay, so as I said, a good example of reported speech. It's not what I have said, but it is what somebody else has reported. And in this case, it says authorities say. It doesn't give any other indication of who those authorities are, but we assume it's some spokesman for either the French government or perhaps the French police department or the Minister of the Interior, whoever may be responsible for these sort of actions. But the fact that it is reported speech, we use the words either say or tell. So you always see these verbs used in reported speech. He said that. She told him that. Okay. So in this situation, we have say. Authorities say. So they are making this statement. So they say a team of French police. So we don't know which team, so we're using just the indefinite article a team of French police, dubbed, and that's spelled D-U-B-B-E-D, dubbed cyber gendarmes. This is a special name that they've been given perhaps by the journalists. These are French police, the gendarmes, specially trained in cybercrime. So they are dubbed, or they are called, another word for dubbed, called or named or given a nickname, cyber gendarmes. Yeah, and these cyber gendarmes have destroyed. In this case, we're talking about a team, so we can use has. A team of French police has destroyed. And destroyed means completely wiped out or cancelled or broken up. A virus, not like a cold or the flu, but a computer virus that infected, just like a cold or other type of flu. It has infected more than, we're not quite sure of the number, but more than, so at least 850,000 computers, not just in France, but worldwide, okay, all over the world. And again, that reported speech, authorities say. It's not attributed to any one individual person or anybody specifically. It's authorities say. So, a team of French police, dubbed cyber gendarmes, has destroyed a virus that infected more than 850,000 computers worldwide, authorities say. So, we're using past tenses here because this is a report, reported speech. So it's not in the present tense. So dubbed, past simple. Has destroyed, present perfect. That infected, past simple. Okay? So all using either present perfect or other formats of the past tenses. And remember, simple past and present perfect can be very, very similar, and you have to be very careful how you use them. But has destroyed means it has happened recently. It wasn't last week or last month or last year when they would just have to say destroyed, but it's something that has been ongoing, so they have destroyed them, we believe, recently. Okay, so we're talking, as I said, using the present perfect. When we're writing these cyber gendarmes, we put it in inverted commas because it's not a real name, it's just a name that they have been given. So we indicate that it's a false name or a nickname or some title by using inverted commas. Okay, so one more reading and then some pronunciation. A team of French police dubbed cyber gendarmes has destroyed a virus that infected more than 850,000 computers worldwide, authorities say. So in terms of pronunciation, the word dubbed. Yep, little difficult, dubbed. Okay. Cyber gendarmes. It's one word, so it's a name contrived for this particular article, cyber gendarmes. Destroyed. Infected. Authorities. Excellent. Okay, well, that's all I have for you this week. Thanks for joining me. And as always, you can get me in www.englishlessonviaskype.com or on my personal email address, hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. If you have any comments, questions, issues, let me know. And remember, join me again soon. Thanks.